So what happened was they sorted it out. They said, no, they don't need to be circumcised. They do not need to keep the law of Moses. And Peter testified, why put them under this yoke? Why put them under this yoke? Even our forefathers couldn't keep the law. It was a burden. It's all in Acts 15. That was the problem that developed in our point here. Problems. Acts 15:5. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? The fullness of the Gentiles now. And my, are the numbers increasing? They're increasing. Israel's hardened. Blindness, eyes and heart. Gentiles are coming in. What's happening here? You see, Gentiles did join the new Jewish nation. They had to go to synagogue, and they were circumcised as adults. They were proselytes. Gentiles joining the Jewish faith, happening now in the eastern suburbs. Gentiles becoming Jewish proselytes, joining Judaism. The great influx of Gentiles that are fascinated with Israel and Jewish people. They said, Paul, Peter, no, that's not God's plan. Peter said, I've been there. I've led Gentiles to Christ. And the Holy Spirit was poured out on them with miracles, speaking in tongues and prophesying. We had nothing to do with it. We could not withstand God. Please read that in Acts chapter 10. Yeah. We could not withstand God. So, point 8, a circular was made and the solution was given. The solution was, don't worry these Gentiles, just remind them not to eat things sacrificed to blood and immorality. Some basic points to guide them. They do not need to be under the law of Moses. They are now under the law of Christ. Paul said that sin will not have dominion over you because you are not under the law but under grace. You are not governed by the law. The law does not govern evangelical, born-again believers in this age. It is the grace way. As Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. A whole new regime of instruction found mainly in the epistles. So here we have in this point I, we've just got just 5 minutes, please, of radical revelation. The sacred secret now being revealed in New Testament times is that while blindness in part is happening to Israel, concurrently God is doing a new thing, gathering in Gentiles and making a new body and group of believers, the one new man, with Christ dwelling in all of them. So here we have this secret. And you've got it, brothers and sisters. Not through me, but from the Word of God. This secret of what's going on. Oh yes, Gentiles will be saved. The nations of the world will find him. But something new, something special is going on. That God is going to be hardening Israel. And he's going to be saving Gentiles. And he's going to be fusing them together as a one new entity. And you know where that entity is destined for? To rule the world with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oliver J. McLean had a tremendous insight. Hebrews chapter 2, where it says, one of the purposes of this age, one of the purposes of God in this age, is to get rulers ready for the next age. If we suffer with Christ, we'll reign with him. I remember one of my communist friends that I used to work with, they used to say to me, Ron, the meek don't inherit the earth. You know, Jesus said that the meek will inherit the earth. Yeah. Wrong that way. The meek don't inherit the earth. Only the strong inherit the earth. You've got to take the earth by force, by guns, propaganda and advancement. I said, well, you can have the earth as it is now. I don't want it. But I said, very, very soon, I'm coming back with Jesus and we're taking over. Yeah. And finally, we have that revelation of what God is going to do. Time has gone, but I draw your attention to the Redeemer. And that is what we had in our reading, how that the Redeemer will come to Zion. See, it says there, after the secret of the blinding of Israel and the gathering in of Gentile believers around the world into a new entity, an entirely new entity or group, we find that the Deliverer will come to Zion, and that'll wrap up the darkness. But the Lord Jesus said, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blindness gone, hardness gone, spirit of grace and supplication poured out on the nation of Israel as Jesus returned, and the whole nation mourns. The whole nation mourns, realizing they're crucified, their Messiah. What a wonderful thing. And brothers and sisters, I draw your attention. I won't develop it. I'll just read it and then we better finish. I draw your attention to some home truths. Some take-home truths, please. The last page of our notes. Number one, we have plenty of privileges, brothers and sisters, knowing the Lord. There's our calling in grace. The riches of God's grace to us. The riches of God's grace. The riches, our calling in grace. What privilege we have. What privilege. And then there's our responsibilities. We find that there, in view of this, there is our walk that we are to take, our walk, walking worthy, walking in the church, worthy of the Lord and the world. Also our witness for Him, preparation of the gospel, even to the Jewish people. Ephesians 6 and our prayers. My prayer for Israel. When's the last time you prayed for Israel? Does your prayer meeting at church pray for Israel? Romans 9:1. My prayer and burden for Israel is they might be saved. Show that to your pastor and say, let's put that on the prayer list. That they might be saved. It's got nothing to do with eschatology, it's about even being saved now. Yes. We need to remember. Pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for those who are working amongst Jewish people. Worldwide, there are many who are doing it. It's a hard job. There's two religions that already have decided about Jesus and they hate him. The first is Judaism. The Talmud says that Jesus is the cursed one. That's how they refer to Jesus. In the Jewish writings, the cursed one. And the other one is Islam. Both enemies of the gospel before missionaries even start. And pray for those people. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. Father, we thank you for this day. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us sort out some of these great truths. As the Apostle Peter said in Paul's writings, there are many things hard to understand. And we know, Lord, we do need help. But Lord, quicken us, we pray. And may we be motivated to pray and to walk with the Lord and to rejoice in His goodness, the riches of His grace. Bless these dear people, dear Lord. Dismiss us with your blessing. Thank you for the food provided and the day provided. Thank you for the ministry of Brother Peter. Bless him, his family, and his ministry. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest upon God's people here and everywhere until Jesus comes again. Maranatha, and all God's people said, Amen.